All right, guys. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure counseling private practice without feeling overwhelmed. Let's do it. Let's dive into the episode. All right. How's everybody doing today? For me, it is a Friday and I'm hanging out. I'm here with you. I hope that, you know, in your journey, in your counseling journey, I hope that you're making moves. I hope that you're taking time to rest, to slow down. Now, I know that we are in the midst of the season of building your side hustle. And I hope that you're building something, my friends. I hope that you're building something. So today's episode, we're really going to focus on why side hustles fail. Why do they flop? You know, why do we see certain individuals, you know, venture into a side hustle, and then before you know it, we just don't see that side hustle anymore. We see them say, you know what, it just didn't work out. And I know you don't want that to be you, but here's the thing, right? Let's keep it real. The thing is, it happens. It happens every single day. I read this statistic about small businesses, and it was incredible. Like, the number was much over 60%. You know, 60% highlighting, again, over that percentage of small businesses fail within the first 5 years. Now, can you imagine how much higher it would be when we're talking about side hustles? So what I want to do here today is I want you to kind of take a break from what you're doing and see if you fit into any of these. And if you do, just go as far away from it as you can. Because I want you to thrive, my friends. I want you to thrive in building your side hustle. I know that you're building something beautiful. You're building something transformative, amazing, that is meant to help other people move forward in life. It's meant to bring you joy, bring you happiness, bring you stability and comfort, and then bring blessings to all those people who are going to be able to interact with it. So I do not want it to flop in any way. I want you to find success. So the first place I want to get to when it comes to, you know, why did these side hustles fail? One of those has to do with just the lack of not starting, you know. And when I mean not starting, I mean not fully starting. There's a lot of individuals out there that they'll share, I want to do this side hustle. And then they sit on it for a week, sit on it for 2 weeks, for a month, for a year, for 6 years. Next thing you know, it's a decade. And right there, that's one of the key reasons why side hustles fail, because we don't take it off the ground. And I know that it's very black and white, but maybe you relate to that. I mean, I want you to think about like your idea notebook, your computer, wherever the information is at, wherever you put those details in about these moves that you want to make in life. I met this colleague, and we were doing some consultation work, and I was supporting him. He wanted to do a side hustle that had to do with writing. And we just got to talk and breaking bread, and he was sharing with me, and we started laughing about it because he was like, "You won't believe how many books I have saved." And I was like, "Well, how many do you have saved?" And he was in local areas, we're kind of sitting next to each other, and he's like, "Look," and I kid you not, it was page after page, just different books, not finished. And I'm just like, "Oh my goodness!" I'm like, "Come on, man!" I mean, these are so I haven't read them yet, but the titles are amazing. And I know so many people would benefit. You know, why are we not starting them? You know, why are we not fully engaging? So that's the first one I want you to think about. You know, hit the gas and keep it going. The next place I want you to look at is side hustles often fail because they don't use the resources they already have in line. So as a professional counselor, licensed social worker, whatever realm you're in the mental health field, you know, I want you to be able to identify what are the current resources that you have. And then those are the resources that you want to pivot on, the resources you want to utilize when it comes to building your side hustle. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We don't need to build a side hustle and go find all these brand new resources. No, your resources know and trust you. They know and trust you right now. More than likely, they're going to want to support you with this side hustle. And if they're not able to support you directly with this side hustle, then more than likely, they're going to be able to support you indirectly with the side hustle, meaning that let's say that I want to do a side hustle, right? And my side hustle is about a book, right? We were just talking about that. So I want to be able to write this book and then put it out there. So I go to my resources, right? And then resources are other colleagues. But they're like, you know what, Juan? I know that I'm not going to directly use this, which makes sense. but I know blank, blank, blank. Or you know what? I can connect you with blank, blank, blank. You know, it is, it's amazing that, let's see, how do I word this? Other people around us do not know what we're doing if we do not speak up, right? So you can have these amazing ideas, these side hustles that you want to do, and you may feel that other people are not supporting you. But I want you to ask yourself, are you reaching out to them? Are you opening up and saying, hey, yo, hey, listen, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm creating. This is what I'm trying to do. So that's one thing I want you to look at. I want you to identify, am I using the resources that I currently have? Often side hustles flop. They don't do well because they do not use the resources that they already have. They create this side hustle and then they try to go into a whole new pool and create a whole new audience when you don't have to do that. You know, if you look at your brick and mortar places, let's say Target. I like going to Target with the kids. Now, Target, like most stores from time to time, will come out with new products. But you don't see Target creating this whole new store named something else telling you to go over there. No, they don't do that. They have their general store, Target, and the new product is just in one of the aisles, right? It makes it easy because they're leveraging what they already have there. And it's the same thing that you can do, right? So let's think outside the box. Let's tap into that entrepreneur mindset. The next place I want you to look at, and this is again, right? This episode today on building side hustles is why side hustles fail. This one has to do with mindset, right? Mindset. And if you look at leadership, if you look at success, at least 90% of it is all about mindset. It's all about how we think. So I want you to think about, do you have this sense that things need to be perfect, right? Do you have this sense that, it's just not exactly where I need it to be at, so I can't let it out? And then if you do, right, anyone near that, I want you to think about, this is how we know. I want you to think about different side hustles that you may have or projects. How many of them are you still holding on to because it's not exactly where you want it to be at, right? And then I want you to think about how long you've been holding on to it. And that's just like the prior example I was sharing with you with that consultation work I was doing with that individual. They had all of these books that they wrote, none completed. And much of our conversation that we engaged in had to do with, he just didn't feel that they were ready, right? Which we can just debate that in so many different ways. But what I want you to think about is, I want you to think about, like right now, I'm holding my iPhone as I'm doing this podcast. And it's one of the newer version iPhones. And I'm 33 years old. And I'm just thinking to myself, how many different versions of iPhones have I had? I mean, I remember the ones that were nowhere near as, like, you know, awesome, if you will. Didn't have all these functions. I turned it around. It's got like four different cameras on there, or three different cameras. And it wasn't like that. And I remember, you know, the ones before, even the your iPod, right? I don't know if you guys had that. Those old school iPods that were like huge, like a brick. And then over time, they're like smaller and smaller. That right away shows you that, you know, things don't have to be perfect right away. You put them out there, and you put them out there because you believe in that item, right, in that product, in that side hustle. But you're also aware that it's okay for it to grow. You know, you're able to put it out there with the mindset that people are going to get to experience it, and people are going to get to share with you, I love blah, blah, blah about it, and these are some things that I would like to be adjusted. And that's that. That's that change process. That's that growth process that if you're able to tap into that, and often I'll notice individuals that will struggle with their side hustle. It's because they're not tapping into those areas, that comfort of this doesn't need to be perfect. You know, this is, I did a good job here, and I'm going to throw it out there into the world. And I know that the world is going to tell me some good things, and the world, right, society, my users, they're going to share with me areas of improvement. And, you know, that I see that over and over. Again, think about just the resources that you use in your life, the tools that you use, you know, all the way from the clothes that you wear, the shoes that you have, the gadgets that you use. How many of them perfect? Did not need one single improvement. To me, none come to mind. If one comes to mind to you, hit me up. But again, there's an abundance of products out there. So what I clearly just want to share is side hustles often flop because of that mindset, that barrier individuals face where they just hold on to it for too long, wanting it to reach this level of perfection. And even, you know, even when it gets to that point that you just feel really, really good about it, you're like, you know what, it's perfect. Someone out there is going to still give you some feedback, my friends. And more than likely, that's going to lead to a 2.0 version. So we're right back. We're right back to the same conversation. Next place I want you to look at when it comes to why side hustles fail is because the entrepreneur behind it may struggle to actively engage in slowing down. And what I mean by slowing down is that's that portion, that's that process of your business where you engage in modifications. So I'll give you an example here, right? Let's say that I created a course to help kids with anxiety. And I created this course in 2014, and then I leave it there, and I never touch it again, right? There's no period that I engage in, you know, polishing it up. That's that slow down process that I want you to think about. You know, you've got this product that you make, you got your side hustle. When during the year do you slow down to go back and sharpen that blade, to go back and ensure that you're taking it from a level 1.0 to 2.0, from 2.0 to 3.0, from 3.0 to 4.0? When do you do that? And during that slowdown process, what I also notice, and again, this has to do with why individuals, you know, flop when they're building their side hustles. During that slowdown process, that's where you're thinking outside the box. You're looking at your product. You're looking at the side hustle that you have, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, what else can I do here? How else can I continue to, you know, sharpen this blade, expand it, if you will? And when we don't do that, we're left with that singular product, that singular side hustle that we made, and it really limits our growth. So then what could take place in a typical scenario could be that you have this amazing product and it launches and then you put it out there in the world and it does really, really well and you're really excited about it. You're like, yes, right? You look at your bank account, you're like, damn, look at these numbers. Climbing on up. And then a month goes by. At some point, right, it reaches some kind of stability and it plateaus. And then it starts to get really dry. And you don't know what to do. That mindset doesn't kick in of, okay, let me slow down. Let me jump in. Let me take this from a 1.0 to a 2.0. So I want you to think about that. And again, what happens is there that person may reach some success, but then they'll start to decline over time. So I want you to think about that and think and see if that applies to what's happening in your space. You know, one of the simple ways to do that is consider when you launched your product. You know, when did you launch your side hustle? Write down that date and then see how many times you've slowed things down to go back in there and then to make tweaks. Next place that we look at when it comes to why side hustles fail is not having a balance. This is the final one that we'll get into here. It's not having a balance between building and sales. And I know that, I seems that within our realm, the mental health realm, as entrepreneurs, whether we are building a solo practice, a group practice, whatever it is that we're doing, I notice that many of us, we really struggle with the sell component, which is really interesting, you know, because when you, I'm not sure how many colleagues you have that are actually in sales, like, you know, car sales, man, or... You know, just individuals in the sales sector. And I've got a good amount of peers in my personal life that they're in sales. And when we start to chat, it is amazing how much the feedback they give me that has to do with like psychology, that has to do with getting to know people. And they'll share things. They're like, you know, Juan, you know, just having that mental health background, I bet that makes it, you know, really easy for you, you know, to be able to sell to others. And I'm like, what? What? Why? What Super Bowl? Why? Like, why would you say that? And they'll start to share with me. They're like, you know, whenever they're engaging in sales, they're trying to build a relationship. They're trying to build rapport. They're trying to build that trust factor. So then this is just me reflecting with you here. And I start to think about, you know, whenever we're in grad school, right? Those clinical classes, they focus on, you know, you're in there with your patient. And you're building rapport, you're building trust, you're letting them know that it's a safe place. You're letting them know that you're coming from a genuine place. So what I often notice is that clinicians will struggle with the cell component because they remove rapport. They remove the genuine component. They remove the genuine component from building rapport. Right? So they kind of see that the salesperson, what they're doing is, yes, they're building rapport. Right? So you got this person selling blank. And they're building rapport with the client who's about to buy. But the rapport, as the, a lot of us in the mental health field, we see the rapport is not genuine. It's dishonest. It's like greedy and all of these negative terms. And I remember sitting down with that individual and he's like, whoa, slow your roll. Why would you put that weight on me? You know, like, why would you assume that because I'm selling somebody something, I'm coming at it from such a dark, malicious, you know, negative place? And we're just talking out loud, you know. He's like, no. You know, I want the person to trust me. I want the person to know that I've done my research. Like, I want them to have this product. I think it's a good product. I also know that I need to pay my bills. And I've got a family. And we were just sitting there really just talking about it. And I said, you know, I think this conversation will do a lot, you know, bringing it to the podcast where I'm curious how many individuals out there, how many of you out there as clinicians, you know, when you think about sales, you have your side hustle and let's say it's a product and you're going to sell it to somebody. Do you feel in your heart and your gut like there's this variables in there that have to do with, you know, am I being greedy? Am I being malicious? Am I coming from a negative area? Am I trying to be sleazy, if you will? And if you do have those feelings, I want you to now think about like when you're in a clinical session and you're supporting somebody and you're building rapport, do you feel the same thing? You know, more than likely, no. More than likely, when you're in that clinical session, you're actively listening. You're tapping into compassion, into empathy, into your genuine, authentic self. You're building this beautiful rapport. And you're doing that because you're wanting to support that individual, walk with them in their journey of life. And again, that is such a beautiful, you know, beautiful thing that you're doing. So then the question comes, why can that same thing not happen when you're selling? Right? So you've got this product, you got your side hustle. We're just gonna use the product as an example, and it's a course. And you've worked hard on this course. You know that it can help someone. You know that it could take someone from level one to level two. You know that it could solve blank problems. It could solve blank pain points. And you know that you need money in your life because you want to continue to feel good in your life. You want to be able to have food on the table, roof over your head. If you have kids, individuals in your life that are dependent on you, you want them to be okay. And you want the person, just like that client that's working with you, to feel okay about being your client and knowing that they're paying you and that money is going towards your pockets, which you're using to sustain your life. You want all of that to be okay. So then when we look at sales and you're selling this product, this course to this individual, I want to encourage you to go into that same place of empathy, same place of compassion, the same place of being genuine and authentic and knowing that you are building rapport connected to trust. You're sharing with this individual, if I'm buying it from you, you're sharing to me that you believe in this item and that you feel that it can be helpful to me. And then when I say, yes, I do want this and I give you money for it, we are acknowledging that there is this mutual level of support there, meaning that I'm receiving something that's going to help me. And I know that I'm paying you because you're able to use this money to support you in life, to continue to do the wonderful things that you're doing. I am aware that if I don't give you this money, it's probably going to make it challenging for you in life, right? Because, you know, obviously the way society is set up, not to get into a political or whatever kind of conversation, but right, we need a little bit of cash flow to be able to pay for food, shelter, and so forth. But that is, you know, that is not what a counselor's journey is about. We are focused on side hustles for today. That would be a fun podcast to do at some point. I'm going on a tangent here. I'm going to roll back. All right. So I shared that with you because that is a common area that individuals will skip right over. And then they will just flop when it comes to building their side hustle. And that one was in two components, what I shared. The component number one is that there's not a balance between sales and building. And component number two is that there's a struggle with sales in general. So the first component, just to give you clarity on it, side hustles will often fail. They'll often get stuck or flop, not do well, because they're building this product, right? The side hustle. And we're just going to say building the side hustle is 50%. And selling the side hustle is 50%. So then what individuals will do is they will spend 90 something percent, just almost all the percent, all the percentage on the building section. And then they've got this item and they're like, why is no one buying? Well, my friends, it's because only 10% of your time you're spending on sharing it to the world. Right. Hopefully that makes sense. That'd be no different than if I wanted to, I'm in grad school, right? And I finished all my coursework and my professors are like, all right, Juan, time to take that exam. Time to get your license. And I go, all right, right? I'm about to do this. Here we go. And then for the next 6 months, a year, you keep checking up on me. And you're like, Juan, why are you still studying, my friend? It's been 2 months. It's been 4 months. It's been 6 years. You're still studying, dude. When are you going to take this test? Right? So you're able to see like that differentiation between there. You're able to see I'm spending so much time in this building and preparation, but I'm not spending that time in that key area of action. So when it comes to that sales part, it's important for us to have a nice ratio. Different individuals will share differently. I like to keep it balanced where it's about 50-50. You're still polishing up your product, and then you're spending time engaging in sales. All right, my friends. So you got a couple of gold nuggets today, all focused on why side hustles fail, flop. These are always, you know, I think important episodes. That way you're able to just hone in and ensure that you're doing the right things, right? And you're avoiding certain pitfalls. If you haven't done so already, I'm going to ask for a kindness. If you're able to provide that, I would be so appreciative. Side hustles podcast. I'm studying over my words. It's because I had too much coffee today. Podcasts grow with reviews. I would love if you would leave me a review sharing what you enjoyed about this episode or any other episode, sharing what episode you would like to hear. The reviews are, my friends, how this podcast can grow. Grow meaning that, let's say you're on your search platform trying to find a podcast to listen to, and then you're typing in like how to build a counseling business or how to start a side hustle. For me to show up, for this podcast to show up higher and higher, making it easier for you to find it, the reviews help in that way. So I would love if you would give me that kindness to leave me a review. My friends, I hope that you are finding value in each of these episodes. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing time with me. There are so many different podcasts to listen to, and it's just really awesome to be able to share space with you. And hopefully to know that, you know, there's a couple of pieces in here that are supportive to you. Maybe every so often you're able to get a good laugh from me. That's good too. All right, my friends, sending all the love to you. I'll see you in the next episode. As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your six-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition. You're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands. We're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you. Which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that. Or yes, I am doing that, and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.